Former Olympic weightlifter Tracy Lambrex says she expected Laurel Hubbard to qualify for the Olympics, but the decision isn't a fair one. Lambrex says prior to selection for the Commonwealth Games, she was told to lose 18 kilos or retire, as she wouldn't be selected over Hubbard. And Tracy believes Laurel Hubbard's selection could mean other women miss out.
I think I'm just disappointed in the fact that we knew this was a potential situation from, I think we would have known from about 2017, and the fact that people haven't done anything about it or looked into it as much as it could have been. We've had people, we've had groups reach out and say, hey, this isn't fair. Like, we have women missing out in sport. Can you do more research? Can we do something about this to make sure that, you know, female athletes aren't being disadvantaged yet? And nobody's really taken note of that. They've all just said, well, these are the guidelines we got whenever we got them, and these are the policies we're following now. You know, nothing has actually been done to talk to female athletes about how they might feel about this, or talk to organizations who are advocating for female rights. Everyone's just sort of shut up and worried more about how they'd be seen or viewed in regards to talking out about transgender athletes.
So do you think it's fair that Laurel Hubbard gets to compete in women's weightlifting at the Olympics?
No.
Can you explain to us why you don't think it's fair?
Because Laurel was a male weightlifter into the age of 30, so he's had 30 years worth of testosterone, and that's, you know, most women will have 1/10 of what a transgender's testosterone is allowed. So, and testosterone is a prohibited substance. So if I as a female was to inject testosterone into me, I'd get banned for doping, you know. So Laurel's had the benefits of extra testosterone. Laurel's also totaled 300 kilos. So not only is she physically stronger and better developed with the bone mass, Laurel also has that mental strength in the fact that she has totaled 300 kilos before. And in weightlifting, your mental game is important. If you know you can do something, that is going to take you a lot further than those moments of disbelieving. So there's more than one beneficial factor here, which is why I don't think it's fair.
We come to the fact that Laurel Hubbard has met all the criteria, so she is playing within the rules. And the other thing is, when you mentioned the weights that Laurel Hubbard has lifted pre-transition, there are a number of women who are lifting at that level, isn't there?
Yes, a couple of them have served drug bans before. But yes, there are a couple of younger women, so a lot of people lifting a lot heavier when they're younger. There is nobody over the age of 40, no female over the age of 40 lifting that much. And this is why Laurel has been selected for the Olympics, and I have no quarrel. Like, the NZOC have done their job. There is criteria. The athlete has met that criteria, hence why she is going. But that criteria needs to be looked at, and there needs to be more research done. Otherwise, what potentially could happen later on down the line, so many sports could become dominated by transgender athletes. At the moment, isn't everybody fighting for these women's rights and equality? Because right now I see that being taken away from women, not being able to compete because their spots are being taken.
So where should transgender athletes compete then, if not at the Olympics? Because the Olympics is all about inclusion. It's all about preserving human dignity and the harmonious development of humankind is some of their goals, right? So if a transgender athlete can't compete at the Olympics, where should they compete?
So I'm not saying they shouldn't be allowed to compete at the Olympics. What I'm saying is there needs to be a better look into the policies. If we're going to have transgender athletes competing, there needs to be a third category. Or if they're competing, because currently at the moment, let's be honest, there's not enough transgender athletes for them to have their own category. So how about instead of saying, no, you can't compete at the Olympics, or here's your own category, deal with that. How about if a transgender was to play second at the Olympics, the next biological woman, she gets a silver medal as well. There are sports currently that give out double bronze medals in their sports. So Laurel could be an Olympic champion, but then we could also have our female Olympic champion.
But isn't that the same? If you're saying create another category for transgender athletes, that's not inclusion, is it? And isn't, how is that different to saying, okay, people of this race can compete in this category, and people who meet this criteria will make another category for them? Isn't that, well, separatist, segregation?
No, because we have the Paralympics, don't we? So we don't make people with disabilities compete with abled people. So, no, I don't think it is. I think it's just looking at the situation, making sure everyone is included, but competing on a level playing field. Nobody should have those added benefits.
Tracy, how difficult is it to have this conversation, do you think?
Oh, I'm supportive 100%. You know, people contact me and they thank you for speaking out. Like, this is a topic that needs to be spoken about. It shouldn't just be raised every couple of months when Laurel does something. There's also a bigger picture to this. Like, this shouldn't all just be about Laurel. What about those other transgendered athletes that are going to be coming through in the next few years? Like, how do we support them as well? Because this isn't going to be easy on Laurel, just as it isn't easy on the person who's lost their spot. But we should be able to talk about this to make sure that in the future we do better. We do better by women, we do better by transgenders, and we do better by anyone else coming through the sport that might have a different trait or be different in any kind of way. I think that we just need to be able to talk about it openly without being called names or bullied into saying things we don't believe or shouldn't believe. But I think this should be done with the idea of creating something supportive.